Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And we're going to be speaking now with Rafael Pach, who is the spokesperson for United Hatzolah. Good afternoon, Rafael.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for making time for us on a very difficult day, I can imagine.
No problem.
Maybe you can just explain a little bit about what happened this morning and, yeah, Hatzolah's response.
Sure. So just after 7 o'clock in the morning, right outside the, I guess, the main highway of the exit of western exit or entrance of Jerusalem, it's called Weizmann Boulevard and Highway 1, a bomb exploded at the bus stop where a lot of people were waiting. And one of our volunteers was driving by in his ambicycle and heard the explosion, quickly pulled over, rushed over to assist and see what was needed. Saw that the bomb exploded, the number of people were injured, radioed back to dispatch and said, we have a pretty serious incident here. We need more volunteers and assistance and ambulances and bring the police and the ambulance service and fire department so that they can all provide a response. And then immediately started treating the people at the scene. Together with the other responders who arrived very quickly, he treated five people at that scene who were in one was in critical condition, a number of others were in serious condition, there were others who were in moderate light condition. We also dispatched our psychotrauma and crisis response unit, which provides psychological treatment and emotional stabilization to people who were traumatized by scenes they witnessed. Shortly thereafter, another bomb exploded at another bus stop on the western side of the city at the remote junction, and this too left a number of people injured. Again, our volunteers were driving by and saw the, heard the explosion, quickly responded, arriving in a couple seconds, and started providing a lot of emergency medical services and treatment to people who were injured at the scene.
Wow. When you say the responder was in an ambucycle, does that mean it's like almost an ambulance on wheels?
It's an ambulance motorcycle. That's exactly what it sounds like, yeah.
So he could already start doing further treatment at the scene straight away.
Correct. In the back of the ambucycles, we have a full complement of medical equipment. Everything that's on an ambulance, with the exception of the bed and the stretcher, because they just don't fit. So they brought the medical bag, oxygen, bandages, cat tourniquets, everything that was needed, and started providing treatment initially very, very quickly at the scene. Through that, thankfully, a number of the people who were in serious condition were stabilized enough to make it to the hospital. Unfortunately, one of the people who was in critical condition later passed away in the hospital, and we were unable to save him.
Unfortunately. And when you say you mobilized your psychotrauma unit, or the crisis unit, what is the role of that unit?
So that unit is an integrated unit which includes psychotherapists, therapists, psychologists, social workers, people who are trained at providing counseling and psychological treatment. And we've integrated them into our EMS units so they respond quickly to the actual scenes of the incident, taking their work out of their clinics, wherever they happen to be, and provide the care of what's called psychological first aid at the scenes of traumatic incidents. They start treating people. They have a number of different models of treatment that are used depending on what the needs are. The hope of that unit, the purpose of that unit, is they help to prevent what's called an acute stress reaction from taking place. When someone witnesses or is involved in a traumatic incident, often there's a dissonance that builds up in their mind between what's going on in the incident and the rest of reality. That's a problem continuing to function after that moment in a normal manner. So in order to avoid that, they provide treatment immediately at the scene to help the person cognitively understand what's going on and then ground them in their new reality or in the reality that just took place around them and help them take that grounding and move forward with it so that they can once again function in a normal capacity even after what they witnessed. And through that, we help to avoid future later developments of acute stress disorders, of PTSD, and a lot of other psychological problems that can come out from being a participant or witness of these things.
Yeah, I'm sure today there was two different distinct things going on at the scene. The one is it was a lot of school children. So there was obviously, you know, like young teenagers just hysterical at watching their friends. And then there was probably people from the Israeli public who were feeling that terror again of, you know, like the past intifadas and terror attacks. So how did you kind of split up, you know, in categories, and then you deal with the bystanders?
Well, we don't deal with categories. We deal with each person individually, and for what their needs are and what their situation is at the moment. Some people, everyone reacts differently to these things, regardless of their age. Some people are able to process it a little better. Some people are more resilient. Some people are less. The Second Army Unit specifically goes out, and once they're notified from the EMS crews at the scene that they're needed, they go out and they start treating the people as best that each of those individual people need. The more, obviously, the more people affected in major incidents like this one from today, where we had two different locations where these attacks took place, and we also had a number of people at each one, a large number of people at each one. It obviously required more resources, so we dispatched more resources.
Wow. Very, very difficult day in Israel, and I'm sure for Hatzolah. Do you prepare for this? Like, do you do, like mass casualty incidents just to always be prepared for these kind of attacks?
Absolutely. We regularly train with these things. We've learned over the past 2 years that unfortunately mass casualty incidents are not a theory anymore, but in Israel they've become a little bit of a practice. Very much unfortunate, especially after Meron. So we have integrated training drills for both of our EMS volunteers, our EMTs, our paramedics, doctors, as well as the psychotrauma unit. Both receive extensive training in responding to these incidents on a regular basis. And then when the incident comes and happens, we know what to do, and we're as prepared as we can be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rafael Pach, thank you so much for making time to speak to us this afternoon, the spokesperson for United Hatzalah. And we all pray with you that you won't have to use all the skills and all your training very often in Israel. Please, God, we'll encounter more peaceful times ahead. Thank you so much.